Hi, this is Mish Hancock, and you are listening to Mishmash, a place where I get to talk to the weird, wacky, wonderful people of this world, people I adore and want to know more about. Today, my guest is Lauren Taylor. Lauren is a 2019 traumatic brain injury survivor and current pre-medical student. She shares that when something knocks you flat, you have a choice, and asks, how are you going to react and mold your future? Hello, Lauren.
Greetings, Mish.
I love it. So you got knocked flat.
I sure did. Everything in my life felt like it was going great. And then suddenly, I didn't know what year it was. I didn't have the ability to use a restroom. I didn't have walking abilities for 2.5 years. And I had to learn how to become a person again.
So how did this happen? How did your injury happen?
In 2019, I was working for a family, and we were at a horse show in South Carolina for a couple of weeks. And on the last day we were there, one of their horses spooked at something, and I was handling him at the time. And he spun and kicked me with his hind hooves.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even fathom how scared everyone must have been. And were you knocked cold?
Yeah.
Like you had no idea what was going on,
and
all the people around you were like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah, I was lifeless, so I was not scared at all, which was great. But it was horrible because I was in a coma for 6 weeks.
Oh my gosh. So what is that like to come out of a coma and be like, what in the hell is happening right now?
Confusion. I didn't remember the accident. I still don't remember it. So I thought when I was emerging from my coma, this must be a weird dream. And then I wasn't waking up from this dream. And so then it turned into a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And I was like, someone wake me up. I hate this.
Yeah.
And no one could ever wake me up because this is my life now. And I've learned to love it. But it was awful for years.
It says so much about you that you were able to go through this really harrowing life experience and come out on the other side. I mean, the resiliency you must have is amazing, right? That you chose at some point, I am not going to let this stop me from becoming who I want to become.
Yeah, I think with my injury, I've realized I have one life, as everyone does, and what are you going to do with your one life? Make it something special, go for your wildest dreams, because again, it's one life. It's not like we have this life, and then in the next life, we can go for our wildest dreams. It's this
one. Right now.
This
is the life.
Here and now, yes.
So you are now a pre-medical student. Are you a pre-medical student because of this? What happened to you? You decided, I need to go do this.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to be specializing in traumatic brain injuries?
I hope to be, depending on the opportunities I'm given down the road. I would love to get an MD and then specialize in helping brain-injured people to recover.
No kidding. You'll be able to just so relate with them and understand all the emotional and mental and how did you and your family heal all the emotional and mental?
I don't know. It was kind of a whirlwind. Mm. And just time heals.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and brother have been incredible supporters of me, and I love them with everything in me. They're amazing. I would never have had my recovery without them.
Oh, that's so good. And then physically, you had to do a lot of work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did that look like?
Well, it helps that I'm an early riser. I always was an early riser. Since the traumatic brain injury, my circadian rhythms have kind of moved up 2 hours. So now I'm awake by 4 o'clock every morning. And I used to work on an iPad application to jumpstart my cognition. And so I just made coffee and got to work on that early in the morning. And then late morning, afternoon, I went to physical therapy, DASA, Disabled Athlete Sports Association in St. Louis, has been really helpful for me.
Hmm. So how long did it take from the time you have this brain injury, you're in a coma for 6 weeks, and then how long do you feel like it took you to get to, let's just call it the other side, where you felt like, okay, I can function again, I can live life again, I see where I want to go?
I would say only recently.
Really?
Because traumatic brain injury is a lifelong experience.
Yep.
So you can't really put a time frame on that. Most people try to say it's 2 years, and that's when you'll see all the gains that you'll ever make. And that has not at all been my experience.
I'm going to keep going.
Maybe that's my age, but I don't think so. I think that's the human brain. It has remarkable potential.
Yes, exactly. What is something that we just like, okay, I mean, you've heard of traumatic brain injury before this happened with you.
Barely.
Barely. Okay, yes. Okay. So what would be something that you would think people would be surprised to learn?
Recovery does not stop after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have made significant leaps in my recovery. I just recently started running again. It's not pretty. Let me just tell you, it is not pretty at all.
But you're running. Yeah. We don't care if it's pretty. Who knows? Yeah. Who can say that's pretty or not? I would say pretty.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it sounds awesome. And how long do you run?
Not far, like the length of my gym.
It's the baby steps.
It's just the act of doing something that I wasn't able to do and that I was told I would never do again. And I'm doing it even for a little bit.
I love that you're like, don't tell me what I'm not going to do again.
Yeah, I was told I would never walk again, and now I'm running, so.
I like that you didn't listen.
Yeah, I don't like listening. Ask my mom.
But it's not listening in a good way, right? Exactly. So where are you going to school?
I'm going to Maryville University.
Very good. I love that. And, I mean, it's pre-medical. That is like some tough stuff to study. How's that going for you?
No, every time, almost like every week, I would say I come to a hurdle where I'm thinking I'm never going to understand some concept. And then the process of working through that and understanding that and using it in my working memory, so then applying that to other concepts and understanding them too, it's such an amazing feeling.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's talk about memory. Like, did you lose memory? I mean, yes, I know you didn't actually experience the accident, but did you lose memory from when you were a kid and all of that?
Not so much long-term memory. However,
when
I emerged from the accident, I thought it was 2 years prior. And so I was totally disoriented for quite a while.
Oh my gosh, Lauren, you have got some spirit going on.
But I'm alive and I am doing well and I'm here now. So
yay. Good. And running. What the heck?
I hated running with a burning passion.
I am telling you right now, I'm like, running is not my thing.
Yeah,
I don't even know how people do the running thing,
but the fact
that you're doing it is amazing.
Yeah, I hated it with all of my heart before my injury, and then I couldn't do it once I had the injury, so that's all I wanted to do. Once I ran a little, I was like, I want to do that. So I'm doing that thing.
I love it. So share with us, what else are you looking to do? What are some just interesting things you've come upon or learned about yourself and others through all of this?
Horses have been very therapeutic in my recovery.
Which is amazing.
Yes. even though one caused the accident, who I was handling, I don't remember the accident. So I still love horses. I have no reason to fear horses.
Good.
Horses have been a huge catalyst of my recovery. I've been riding 3 to 4 days a week. And I just did a clinic this past weekend with someone from out of town. So it was, I love pushing that side of my life, having horses in more of a sport capacity than I ever.
That's amazing. Because I can see where it would be like, I want nothing to do with horses again. I'm going to steer clear of them all the time. I mean, you are really like facing your fears.
There's no fear for me associated with horses, just love and passion. And they are the reason why I got up 5 o'clock in the morning every day before my accident. They were my life. They were what I did from the time I woke up to when I went to bed. And they were all that I thought about. And now I'm back to them.
Oh, my gosh. Have horses always been a part of your life? Or did you discover?
Pretty instrumental part of my life since I was like 4.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Is this a family has horses, or just you started working with other people with horses?
My mom has always had horses in her life a little bit. So
very cool. Elaine is here. She's sitting over there. You guys can't see her. But hi, Elaine.
Hello.
Thank you for all the amazing things you've done.
It's been my pleasure.
That's so beautiful. I just love it so much. So tell us, I mean, is there anything else you want to share with everybody?
I think that the therapeutic value of horses is applicable to other humans, whether they're recovering from anything or even just living. I think they are such a big part of my life, and they can easily be a part of other people's lives.
I love it. That's so amazing. Can I ask you some fun questions?
I would love.
Some kind of crazy questions here?
Bring it.
All right. The first one for you is, if you could create a new holiday, what would it be? I bet you have something to do with horses. We should have a horse holiday.
We should.
What should our horse holiday look like? We can do this right now.
I think we should dream this up. Dream big, Mish.
Yeah, let's have like a huge horse holiday. I'm talking parades. I want a horse parade. We could have a horse parade.
With horses?
Why not?
Why not?
They are parts of parades. Why don't we just make the whole parade horses?
Okay. I'm thinking different breeds of horses.
Different breeds of horses? They could be coming down the street and be like, and this is, give me some breeds. I don't know breeds.
We could start with draft horses, Clydesdales.
Oh, yes.
And then progress to miniature ponies by the end.
Oh, because that's the cute ending, right? Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, my gosh, they're so cute. All right. St. Louis, you will soon see a horse parade. We'll be putting this together soon. Possibly coming to a city near you. Let's see how it all goes. All right. You have been given a ticket to be on a spaceship. Which planet do you want to go visit? And just pretend like it's okay. Like we can, any planet you want to go to, you're actually going to be safe and fine.
I think, is TEDx a planet?
TEDx.
A distant planet?
We can have a TEDx planet. Okay. You know, I've gone to something called TEDfest, and it's all the TEDx organizers from around the world that get together. And when I was there, one time I was like, hey, when TEDx Mars comes up, I want to have that one. Do you want to start TEDx Mars with me?
I think they should let us.
I think TEDx Mars is a good thought.
Wait a second. If you start a TEDx event, can you then speak at it too?
Oh, no. Mm. You're going to have to let me do it.
So I can speak on Mars, though?
But you could speak at other TEDxes. You could help organize TEDx Mars and then speak at other TEDxes.
Let's do it.
We could have TEDx Saturn. TEDx Jupiter, you know.
Perfect. I mean, also my
we
brother
just have to start.
There.
We got Earth is here. We got to just start with the other planets. I love your answers. Okay, so this whole podcast is about kindness. These are people that are doing kind things and taking it next level. So share with us something around kindness, whether that's something you've witnessed, something that you have received or given. Talk about kindness.
I would say with my injury, I was immensely humbled, and I have never before felt what it's like to be in a adult diaper suddenly, and to have every physical ability I once took for granted taken away from me. And so I want to get back to helping those people who are also suddenly in that precarious situation and not knowing what to do, how to live the next minute or day of their life.
Right. Golly, thank you, Lauren. You're going to be a gift to many people. You know that, right? You already are, but you're just going to keep soaring. I see it.
You're sweet. Thank you.
It's true. Well, geez, is there anything else you would like to share with everyone?
Don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being on the podcast and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Mish.
And you and I are going to keep in touch.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have an amazing day.
Love, love, love into you. And everybody out there, you've been listening to Mishmash Podcast. So go be kind. Go do all the things you know you're supposed to be doing on this earth. It'll come back to you 1,000-fold. Thank you, guys.